Let's start off with why this position was created in the first place. What issues do women veterans face that male veterans don't?
Well, men do have sexual trauma. However, it's more likely that a woman would. There are programs to where those are very much out in the open as far as defining them, but not necessarily providing support for that. And so you've had that breakdown in trust. Also with health concerns, you know, there are many gender health concerns or matters that a man wouldn't face, such as certain reproductive health issues with ovarian cancer, uterine cancer, vaginal cancer. So we want to make sure that our providers and that it is out there for the women veteran to know that these services are available for cancer screening and all of the matters that are concerned with women.
A Department of Labor report shows that in 2000, there were 150 female veterans from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan who were homeless in the United States. And in 2011, that number had jumped to 1,700. There are other reports that show women veterans are up to 4 times more likely to be homeless compared to male veterans. Why do you think that is?
For the majority of the women veterans, they hide. So it's like trying to find them is not necessarily an easy thing to do. The reason for that is because of the abuse that they're receiving from the other homeless, or knowing that they're homeless and vulnerable at that point. One of the big issues that we have are homeless women veterans with dependents. There's not really something that establishes and differentiates between those as far as shelters.
So you're saying women veterans aren't getting the kind of help that they need to get them out of homelessness, but what about more generally? Are women less likely than male veterans to take advantage of those benefits that are offered to them?
I think right now there's a tendency for women who are veterans don't really recognize themselves as veterans. When they come back, it's like they have the male dominant side of it, but the women don't necessarily relate to themselves as veterans. And so bringing that out with them creates an atmosphere to where, yes, you are a veteran and we are here to help you. And I think maybe the numbers reflect that.
It seems good that we're addressing women's veterans issues specifically, but could there be unintended consequences in separating them out from the general male veteran population?
We have included them with the general population, and also we have looked, and not myself, but the VA as far as on the federal level has looked and put surveys out there and done studies that women want that specific help. They want to be treated like a woman.
So you're in the Air Force Reserve and you've been deployed to help with the missions in Afghanistan and Iraq. How do you think those experiences will influence your position here?
I've experienced some of those things, not necessarily sexual trauma, post-traumatic stress disorder, but I know the environment that they were in, possibly. It's not necessarily Disneyland or Disney World out there. And being able to experience that environment, I do believe that that's definitely going to be helpful.
You've been in the job a few weeks now. What are the main goals you've set out for yourself?
What we're wanting to do is help all veterans, first of all, and getting an awareness of, yes, we are here. There was no women's veterans leader, per se, full time. So I'm here to establish that, advocate for them, and to let them know that there are resources available out there for their gender concerns, for reintegration back into the civilian life, for post-traumatic stress disorder, military, sexual trauma, employment, all of that. I'm not sure if there's one specific event that outweighs another. Right now, we're just bringing it together and saying, we are here to help.